Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Bill and Gio coming to you live from the Bill Ford Talk Studio. We'll get some of your calls in this segment at 877-337-6666. I saw a video yesterday that was just absolutely incredible. Did you see at Newark Airport, the former NFL, I believe he was a corner when he was with the Denver Broncos for a little bit. Now he's with the Calgary Stampeders as a wide receiver.
Went to the University of Georgia.
Yeah, that's right. His name is Brendan Langley. Just house this United Airlines employee that he got into a physical fight with. Right.
And United fired the employee, by the way.
Well, he was, I mean, integral in this thing. It's not like the employee was standing there going, "Sir, could you please calm down? We'll get to the bottom of this." No, I mean, he was like, "Let's go. Come on, let's fight." And then, you know, when he punched him in the face the first time, the guy came back again, tried to swing at Langley. And then Langley's like, "Are you serious?" And then just boom, 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 boom. And the next thing you know, he was on, like, the baggage escalator.
All right, did this start because Langley was using a wheelchair to carry his bags? That's what, as I understand it, the employee, the United employee, had a problem with Langley using a wheelchair as opposed to getting a luggage cart and paying for it.
Interesting. I did not see that part of it. If that is the case and that's how it started, I mean, I could see why the employee would be upset about that. But, I mean, to take it to this level is...
Right. There's two sets of videos. One's a little bit longer than the other. Mm-hmm. And in one of those, I guess Langley was the only one that was charged. United employee lost his job. But Langley was charged. So I guess he may have thrown the first punch, or I'm not really sure, but again,
the employee was out of line too. There's no two ways.
But I don't know why Langley decided to use a wheelchair to carry his luggage.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. That's not good.
Let's not forget that that's where I think the employee ended up engaging with him because he was using the wheelchair as a luggage rack.
Yeah, man. The fact that this got physical in the way that it did in the airport is just...
And then Langley, of course, is out there on Twitter basically blaming customer service at United Airlines. So I don't...
Come on.
Yes.
I mean, it ended up being a brawl, for crying out loud.
You said bad customer service.
I can't ever imagine...
Oh, now we're talking.
...being so angry.
Now we're talking.
Punching a guy in an airport.
Dunkin' iced coffee.
All right, this is what. So, as I read before, thank you.
Enough money?
Yeah,
I have change. All right.
You got change?
Yes.
Thanks, Gallo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, good for you. Buy yourself some weed with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When are we going to the dispensary tomorrow?
Oh, very good. That's right.
No, you know, we're not doing that.
I forgot to ask Spike.
I'm not doing that.
We can have Gallo get high during the show.
And what'd they say?
No, I forgot to ask Spike about it. I was going to ask him this morning. Going to have Gallo.
You mean again?
Just sit. Just sit there and smoke on the set.
Gallo does have a mom. She watches the show.
Yeah, I mean, so? What, he's proud of his weed habits.
Oh, is he? Is she?
Yeah. I don't know. She's proud. Maybe. Who knows?
So I told you, I met Ryan Whitney's mom. Did I tell you this?
I don't think so, no.
So I met Ryan Whitney's mom. You know, Pink Whitney, the flavored vodka.
That's right, yeah.
Former hockey player, spitting chiclets.
New Amsterdam or whatever.
Works with Paul Bissonnette. You know, they do the whole thing with Barstool and all that other stuff. Very funny, very talented guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I met his mom.
Okay.
Mom is really, really nice.
Okay, great.
I mean, just absolute sweetheart.
Where'd you run into her?
At a wedding.
Oh, okay.
And so I was talking to her for a little bit. And
she's a hot box of rocks.
No, I don't really listen to Ryan. He could be, how'd she put it? Risque, I think.
Risque?
Well, you know, you know what those guys are.
Yeah, of course.
And I said, "Mom, he's making money.
Yeah, he's doing his thing.
Making money.
Your mom digs it. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was always thinking, like, what did Howard Stern's mom think?
Oh, well, he used to have her on all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, she's still alive at like 100 years old, both those parents. Well, yeah, they used to have her on all the time.
He's done well.
I would say so. Yeah. Yes, I would say so. By the way, we're drinking these Dunkin' iced coffees because it is iced coffee day.
Iced coffee day at Dunkin'. Yeah. For everyone that's bought, a dollar goes into their Dunkin' Joy Foundation.
That right? is right. Mm-hmm. Mm. Delicious.
Delicious.
Delicious. above average. Lou's calling from Long Beach. What's going on, Lou?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Go ahead, Lou. What's happening, man?
Not much. Just real quick, I just wanted to thank you guys for the 9/11 charity work you guys do. As like a family member who, you know, as a person who lost a family member 9/11, and Boomer, you actually know, you know, you knew very well. His name was Michael Seaman.
Oh yes, yes.
You know, so we, you know, just real quick thank you for you know, for all that work. It's really
miss Michael, man.
That.
Miss Michael, miss Timmy, miss all the boys, miss them all.
Yep.
Okay. So what's happening?
But anyway, to the point, you know, just. I'm watching the. I'm a Ranger fan. I'm watching these games, and it's just really hard to not turn the TV on mute. Listen to these guys commentate. It is just atrocious. It's the way that they're just not. They're not excited. Anytime the Rangers do something good, it's always you know, it's either the Hurricane. If the Hurricanes are doing, if Frontenis giving up three goals, it's you know, he's played well. But if it was at the other end of the stick, if it was Shesterkin who gave up three goals, they'd be like, oh, well, Shesterkin's not doing his job. He's letting these goals get passed.
I mean, you're used to Sam, though, man.
Hey, Lou, here's the deal.
Like,
I, you know, as a national broadcaster myself, talking about teams that, you know, I don't follow every single day, unless it's the Jets and the Giants, of course. Yeah. You know, you got to do your homework. I think Ray Ferraro knows hockey about as well as anybody. I think he does a really good job explaining who makes the mistakes. When you watch the MSG propagandist, you know, broadcast, you love hearing our guys talk about the games.
But and they you don't get used to that.
But they very rarely ever tell you who turned the puck over, who made the mistake. Every now and again, Joe Micheletti will go into that. You know, and you know, and Sam is Sam. You know, he's our voice and we love him. But when you hear now McDonough and Ferraro doing it, yeah, they're a little bit flatter because they're more nationally oriented. They're trying to be balanced in covering both teams. And I have to say that I find Ray Ferraro's, I find he's saying the right thing. Like, I feel like when there's a mistake made, he's not afraid to call it out. And that's good. That's what I want as a fan. So I know it sounds flat and it sounds different. But when you listen to the substance of what he's saying, it's real. It's you know, I think he's pretty accurate.
And Sean McDonough is a very even-keeled play-by-play guy.
He's not Mike Emmerich.
He's not, right, exactly. He's not going to go nuts. He's not, you know, painting the picture and everything. I mean, he does a nice job. He's really, really solid. But, I mean, you get used to your broadcast. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
I will say this. I love Kenny Albert, so I can always listen to Kenny Albert do any game. I don't care if it's basketball, football, baseball.
He's great.
He's great. He's got the right inflections and all that other stuff. Bob Wischusen has really impressed me in this run.
Yeah, I haven't seen. I saw a little bit of the beginning of that game, but I know he's a phenomenal play-by-play guy.
The reason he's really impressed me is because he's got the excitement level at a very high level.
Yeah.
For both teams.
Like, just during, like, normal 5-on-5 hockey.
He's got those crazy games out in Alberta. So, sure. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on out there, and he's watching one of the great individual players of our lifetime. And you could hear the excitement in his voice. So that, we just got to get used to it. And I know and Sean is just a real buttoned-up professional. That's who he is.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I think he does a really good job. I think he's the best at college football. Might not be the best fit for playoff hockey,
he's just more professional. And yeah. It's not about him. You know, I could see where critics may like him because he doesn't make it about him.
Mm-hmm.
But we all love the excitable hockey announcer. Now, you don't like the guy down in Tampa. I understand that.
This is the worst.
But he's excitable.
He is. I mean, but he just all he does. What I don't like about him is his goal calls. And he's really good when he's calling the action. His goal calls, he just screams at the top of his lungs and just yells the player's name, you know? Like, I don't know. It just seems... But if you just listen to him, like if you just popped in the middle of the game and he's just calling the action, middle of a period somewhere, then he's actually really, really good. But it's just the point! You know, when he starts doing that. Goal! Point! That's when I can't stand him.
Yeah, I, you know, to me, look, and I know he's on another station. They're in another show. They fight with our afternoon show. But I like Don LaGreca. Mm-hmm. I like when he does the games.
Yeah, I love Don.
A real passion to the game, and I know I don't think he's a Ranger fan. I think he may be a Devil fan. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but you would never know that when he does a Ranger game, and that's the true mark of a professional. So I don't know. I don't get caught up in all that. I just know that it sounds different, and that's why some Ranger fans don't like it. What I don't like about ESPN, and I don't know if it's my cable system. I don't know what it is. But there are times in games where the puck goes behind the net, and all of a sudden I'm getting a different angle, and then it's popping into another angle.
Yeah.
So I'm missing like part of the play behind the net.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right.
I don't know if it's the cable system cable box, or that's the ESPN director flipping cameras on me, and
I don't really have that.
It's a little bit distracting for me.
Yeah,
it's happened a couple times.
Albie in Westfield, what's going on, Albie?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to add real quick to that Newark Airport fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you guys watch the video, the fight takes place right in front of the conveyor belt.
Mm-hmm.
And that airport worker, he gets knocked out for a second while he's still standing. Kind of like a weeble wobble. He bounces off a bunch of airline equipment. And then he comes like 6 inches close to landing face up on the conveyor belt. So it would have been kind of like a Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, but you got to give that guy credit. He got back up and fought, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did, man. He did. And Boomer, to add to it, hey, listen, we didn't see the whole video. The video kind of cuts in. So we don't know what started that. But, I mean, for a guy that obviously really can't fight, I give him props for standing up for himself.
I think what started it was the fact that Langley was using a wheelchair to carry his luggage. And this guy said, hey, you can't do that. We need the wheelchair.
Yeah.
I think that's what started it. And then somebody got heated between each other.
Yeah.
But Langley's got to realize that, you can't use a wheelchair for your luggage.
Right. I mean, and he knew that he was going to, that guy had no shot. I mean, when Langley, he punched him at first, and then the guy came back, and then he hit him. The airport employee hit Langley. Then Langley basically was like, are you kidding me? And then he just two-pieced him.
Yeah.
Left and a right and a ba-bow. Next thing you know, he's out.
Look at Langley's. I don't know if he scrubbed his social media or not, but you look at it, you'll see, terrible customer service. Don't use the wheelchair for your luggage. Maybe you're a terrible customer that deserves terrible customer service by using a wheelchair.
Yeah, Brendan Langley. I don't know if he's probably off of social media right now.
No, he's not.
I don't see him right now. I don't see. Yeah, I don't have it. I mean, it doesn't pop right up unless it's Brendan Langley. Yeah, I don't have him right now. Maybe I'm missing it, but I can't find it. Let's go to Ralph in Staten Island. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Ralph. Hey, what's happening, brother?
Not much. Hey, guys. So I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on the Rangers being a legitimate Stanley Cup contender this year because, watching the broadcast, I don't get that feeling from the announcers that they're giving them the credit they deserve. And I know they started 2-2. I'm sorry, down 3-1 to Pittsburgh, but I chalked those first four games up to being nervous. They're basically all brand new to this. Once those four games passed, the Rangers are basically 5-2 in their last seven games against two really good teams.
And they should have won game
one. They should have been 6-1 if they didn't drop that.
Here's your problem with the Rangers being a cup contender is the team that they would play next is an all-time juggernaut.
All right. Well, hold on. I'm not even thinking about that. They are a cup contender because they made the playoffs, just like the Islanders were cup contenders because they made the playoffs. They're in the playoffs, and so many things happen in the playoffs, and we're seeing this in the NBA, guys getting hurt, guys getting bounced around. You never know what's going to happen in these things. And this is why, especially in hockey, to win 16 games to get there is such a long
slog.
Yeah. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a cup contender for a number of reasons. One would be they have a goaltender. Would be the reason why.
Yeah, of course.
Number two would be their additions that they added at the deadline have all paid dividends. And they're all legitimate NHL, tough, in-your-face hockey players. And that's exactly what this team needed, an ingredient that was missing a little bit. You know, they were trying with Dryden Hunt and Julian Gauthier and all these other guys, and those guys are good players. But you could see with Mott and Kopp and Vetrano that, you know, they are all actively involved. And, of course, Justin Braun's playing a lot. He's playing over Nemeth, and I think most of us are happy about that. But Justin's not seeing the ice as much as the top four guys are. And, by the way, when they had their problems in Pittsburgh, who was not on the ice for the Rangers?
Lindgren.
Ryan Lindgren. That guy is turning out to be one of the most integral parts of the defensive aspect of who the Rangers are. All right. Adam Fox, the offensive aspect. Mm-hmm. Maybe Condre Miller a little bit more offensive now as he's growing more confident with each and every skate. But Ryan Lindgren has been, like Jacob Trouba, the solid, you know, strong, defensive, physical defenseman that we need.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, we are giving away those Yankees tickets coming up in about 2.5 minutes every morning. Oh! 8:25. We're giving away Yankees field level tickets, so don't forget that every single morning. Okay, let's get to Jerry's update before we go to those tickets. What's happening, Jerry?
Well, good morning. Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. And we're also brought to you by Dr. Jay Shaw at Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit SamwellPain.com. Let's start with the Mets this hour because they played a late game in San Francisco last night. And it looked like they were dead, that the game was over. They were down 8-2. And here came the Mets. They stormed back, took an 11-8 lead, but then in the end, fell behind and lost again.
1-1. Round ball, left side, base hit, around third rough. Canna's got it. Throw home to try to get Ruff. Not in time. Ruff scores, and the San Francisco Giants win an extraordinary ball game here at Oracle Park.
They should not have said lost again, but lost the lead again. Yes. That was Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880.
And Austin Wells will be playing the highlights in the morning.
13-12. There was a suggestion. I guess I don't follow Wayne Randazzo on Twitter. I thought I did. I guess I don't. So I just saw on my Twitter, it came up as a suggestion to follow him. And right next to him, the additional suggestion was old-time baseball.
Really?
I swear to God.
Wow.
I'm like, come on. How is that possible?
Perfect.
But that was funny. So the Giants wound up winning 13-12. Really a back-and-forth wild finish over the last few innings in this game. And what a day for Jock Peterson. 4-for-6, 3 home runs, 8 RBIs, including the game-tying RBI single in the ninth. Here was Francisco Lindor. He had given the Mets a lead with a 3-run triple. He says, yes, we were down, but you know what? We're never out of a game.
Everybody came in and fought, no matter what. We got down early, and we did whatever it took to come back and finish hard.
A lot of infield singles in this game as they were legging out base hits, but Peterson really had the biggest night. Lindor just tips his cap.
Hats off. You know, the whole team did well, but, I mean, we all saw what he did. That's a good month for a lot of people.
And before you finish the Mets story and get into the Yankees, here are those Yankees tickets. It's a Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz, a pair of field level tickets. See the Yankees and the Angels at Yankee Stadium on Tuesday, May 31st. Right now, be caller 7 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub-sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz and the fan.
And so the Mets wind up losing the game. Edwin Diaz blew the save. He got the loss. He allowed 2 runs, 4 hits over 2/3 of an inning. Here was Diaz moving on to the next chance.
Yeah, I flushed it right away. You know, that's part of the game. You know, tomorrow is a new day. You know, tomorrow I came with the same mentality I came every day, like win games, so I'm fine.
They will do it with the rookie Thomas Zupucki. He's out of Tom's River, gets his first big league start today. And first pitch will be 3:45. Mets will go for the series win. Could have locked it down last night. They don't. They'll try and get it later today. As for the Yankees, they beat the Orioles in 11, 7-6. A couple of different hits along the way. How about Gleyber Torres?
The payoff.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. The second home run of the night for Gleyber Torres. The fourth solo home run by the Yankees. Remember, Odor had a 3-run home run.
Right, well, that
was... Wowie zowie.
Gleyber Torres, his second home run. Jose Trevino had a huge night. He homered and also won the game.
The 1-2. Line, base hit, left field. Rounding third is Canapalapa. He will score. Ball game over. Yankees win. Yankees win.
I know we have fun with John. Maybe a little less now than we used to, but for how, what is he, 85?
I don't think he's 85. He's 82 or 81.
His energy in that for these final calls sometimes, yeah, like last night, is unbelievable to me.
And we post them a lot now. Sterling came, and you could see him doing it, and you see him all fired up. It's great.
He does, man. He really does get
it's
fired
like Gary
up.
Cohen, you know. Gary Cohen sometimes gets out of his seat.
Oh, yeah, and he throws the pen, he does that thing.
He's the whole Narpian thing.
He's 83.
83, wow. Okay. And we'll be 84 on the 4th of July.
That's right. Wow. So soon to be 84. It's impressive to me. We should all have that energy at 84.
Well, hopefully we'll all
alive. 64 or 54.
Right.
We'll be alive.
Yeah.
That's a better point, yes.
Yeah, let's be alive.
It never seems that he never misses a game.
No, he doesn't.
I don't know, whatever he's eating, I want some of it because he never gets sick. Right?
You're right. Last year, I think he missed a couple of games, and that's been it over the last however many decades. Here was Jose Trevino. He is just loving being a Yankee.
If you get to wear pinstripes, you have fun with it, and you take advantage of it. And even if you're wearing them, you don't get to wear them forever, so enjoy it while you have it, you know?
And, of course, this was a very special day for him because it was his dad's birthday. His dad not around to see his big night, though.
My dad passed away in 2013, and today was his birthday. So it's definitely a special moment there. That's why the tears were there. But it would have been awesome for him to be here, but I know he's watching.
And so he had a big night. Not a big night for Giancarlo Stanton. He left the game. Tightness in his calf, MRI, DJ LeMahieu. Wrist discomfort. He didn't play last night. Aroldis Chapman to the IL with the sore Achilles. J.P. Sears goes for the Yanks tonight facing Tyler Wells. It'll be Sears' first major league start. So pretty big day. New York baseball. A couple of kids making their first big league starts. Then there's Joe Kelly. He was on the score in Chicago I think this was Monday, I'm pretty sure. He was doing a bunch of different things. He called Josh Donaldson a douche and a loser. Also, he was talking about, I guess over the weekend, Al and I talked about this earlier, over the weekend, I guess he picked off Aaron Hicks at second base in one of the games. And here he was talking about how he was trash-talking Hicks after he picked him off.
That a baby, Aaron. What the f*** are you doing? I said, way to go. I said, you're such a stud, that a baby.
They're making it very clear how he loves to chirp the field and be like that guy.
It's just natural. It's not like I like plan to do that.
Right.
I'm just laughing like, what the f***?
Yeah, you got to stop cursing or they are going to actually have an aneurysm on the other side.
I was just about to say. You said it was on the score.
This was on the score.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They told him, because I listened to most of it, they told him where the dump button was. And if you curse by mistake, please hit the dump
button. All right. So this kind of also gives you.
The problem was he was cursing too quick.
Yeah.
not letting the dump button ramp back up.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It kind of goes to show you what is actually being said
exactly
on the field.
Exactly why I played that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So. And here's this guy, you know, calling Josh Donaldson a douchebag, but yet he's a douchebag. Am I right?
No, you're right. It's just funny. Yes.
You just say it so nonchalant.
I know. It's the second time you've said it today, too. D-bag.
I think the bag part we're going to leave out.
Right. We're going to leave out of that, yeah.
Sorry, Joe Kelly brings the worst out in me. What can I tell you? When he's chirping, I'm chirping.
I think those are churn-off rules.
Yeah, that was definitely a churn-off thing.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, I think it's actually okay.
You can say douche, but you can't say douchebag.
Yeah, not true.
You can say mother, but you can't say mother effer.
That's true.
That is, yeah.
Then there was
the baddest mother effort.
Okay. He also was talking about how when everything happened with Anderson on the field and the benches started to clear, how difficult it was for the relievers to get involved because Liam Hendricks was leading the way and he had a little bit of a struggle.
The door to get out of the bullpen you pull? Yeah. He was pushing for seconds. So not only do we look dumb for running in, but we were stuck. So we were stuck for a while. I was like, Liam, open the damn door.
And then he made...
See, that's good. That's funny stuff.
And he made a point how smart the Yankee fans are that they recognized it.
When we're getting back, it's more embarrassing because Yankees fans are pretty good at riling people up. And so we get back and he's like, they're like, Liam, were you looking for the key? Liam, it's a pull door, not a push. So now we just look like morons just coming back. We're like, yeah, it's his fault. But yeah, it was bad.
That was actually kind of
funny. All right, so that's great, though.
I'll tell you what, he's very engaging to listen to.
Yep.
So it was kind of cool. Anyway, so that's the Yankee story. To the Rangers, your Rangers, who are now all even with the Hurricanes.
The defense have to come. They have to be up in the play, creating chances in the offensive zone. Oh, yeah. The Hurricane utilizing that.
And the Rangers will take advantage of Brady Shea pinching in. And they'll bury this one past Toronto.
Ready to start touching myself.
To reclaim a 3-1 lead.
Yes.
That was Hurricanes Radio and Boomer chiming in there. Rangers beat the Hurricanes 4-1. Vetrano, Fox, Zibanejad, and Kopp all with the goals. Kopp put it away in the third. After Carolina did get one back to make it a 3-1 game, Igor Shesterkin made 30 saves, and Gerard Gallant says he was amazing.
I think it was the second shift of the game. He made that unbelievable save in the back door with his glove, and, you know, that's huge, you know, for us to get the lead and making those saves early in the game.
And so now, even at 2 games apiece, feeling better or better about themselves.
You know, we go into the series, and we know we're playing against a real good hockey team over there. We battle with them and compete, but I think these 4 games have all been... Anybody could have won any one of the games.
And he's talked too many times, even last night. He says, this is one of the best games of the year that we've played. So that having been said, they go back to Carolina for game 5. Here was Kopp just talking about how the team has really pulled together and they've been team victories so far.
Everyone's kind of contributing and has been, you know, over the course of the playoffs. It's not just one line. It's not just, you know, one D pairing. It's kind of throughout the lineup making, you know, maybe it's not on the score sheet, but the little plays, the little chip outs, the block shots.
Game 5 will be tomorrow night, and then game 6 back at the Garden on Saturday. Oilers beat the Flames 5-3, Edmonton up 3-1 there. NBA playoffs, and the Mavericks not going away just yet.
Luka trying to drive it around Curry. Inside, finds Reggie Bullock. Wide open. Right corner! He drills it! Three-pointer! Right and now!
Now, Reggie Bullock was 0 for 10 in the last game. Here he hit 6 threes. He scored 18. Mavericks beat the Warriors 119-109. It wasn't even that close. Matter of fact, the starters didn't play for almost all of the fourth quarter. But Steve Kerr did bring them back late. How come?
Yeah, I mean, with about 5 minutes left, I think we cut it to 14 or so. And I kind of looked at the other coaches. I looked at Steph. And we just decided, you know, if it gets manageable and possible, then let's do it.
And why not give it a try? Luka Doncic, 30 points, 14 rebounds, 9 assists. And so the Warriors' lead as they head home is 3-1.
I mean, they're just going to murder. Once they get through this series, they're going to murder whoever comes out.
I'll give you an interesting conundrum.
Yeah.
So I saw, I don't remember if it was FanDuel, BetMGM, DraftKings, I forget, but I saw on Twitter a little while ago, you know, you can have those cash outs.
Yeah.
So some person bet $6,000 on the Warriors to win the NBA title when the season began. The payout would be $65,000. He's been offered a payout of $33,000 right now. That's a tough one.
I'd probably let it ride.
I'd let it ride.
Yeah,
the way they're playing now, according, you know, to the way things have gone in the NBA, somebody can get hurt.
Yes.
And if somebody of significance, like
Steph Curry got hurt.
Or Klay Thompson.
Or Draymond Green.
Any of those guys. Yeah, I mean, but still, everybody's hurt with the Celtics.
Yeah, I know. Boy, I'll tell you, though. If anything happened and you just peed away $27,000.
Speaking of that, we're going to have a talk with our buddy Jordan Davis. He posted that he bet $4,000 on the Saints to win the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah, he posted
based on what? Drew Brees coming back?
Jameis Winston.
That he's a Saints fan, I think.
Or that he's getting paid a lot right now.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that buy dirt money. He's coming in.
I gotta believe that the Saints' Super Bowl odds are probably not very good.
I think you just put those $4,000 in the dirt.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
I mean, they got to get through Tom Brady and the Bucks, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility, depending on
$4,000 on the Saints.
I mean, it's $4,000 to win like $220,000+.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So yeah, the odds are good, but you know, who knows.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that. I was like,
odds are good if I picked the Carolina Panthers right now and Sam Darnold becoming a star.
$4,000 on a futures bet like that is,
man.
Yeah, you must be rolling in it. Or you're an idiot. One of the two.
Before the game, and we played this earlier, and you guys did a lot on the horrific events in Texas yesterday. Kerr did speak prior to the game.
I'm fed up. I've had enough. We're going to play the game tonight, but I want every person here, every person listening to this, to think about your own child or grandchild or mother or father or sister, or brother. How would you feel if this happened to you today? We can't get numb to this. We can't sit here and just read about it and go, well, let's have a moment of silence. Yeah, go Dubs.
He got very angry for leaders failing to act on gun legislation and then walked off.
We are being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington who refuse to even put it to a vote, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
So that's how the day started for them, and you know how it ended, and so that's where we're at. Football-wise, Jets head coach Rob Saleh on his quarterback Zach Wilson bulking up. We've heard him talk about what's gone on in this offseason so far. He was at it again yesterday.
You guys will see him. He's thick, so he's...
double C, baby.
Oh, yeah. So thick. What do you do? Yeah. You go back to Wilson now, and you let him know what your coach said.
That dude's beefy. You guys seen him?
Yeah. Today, he said you were thick.
Oh, good.
The off-season good program, like, do I get beefy and thick?
Yeah, I think it's probably the first time in my life I've taken, you know, a bigger approach steroids on the nutrition side of it rather than just the lifting.
He did not say steroids. Oh, okay. What is wrong with you?
He does look older. I will admit, like, he really looked like a child last year.
That's the thing. He's growing up, and this is where, you know, it's got to come into focus for him. I guess they're also saying that he's handling the huddle right, he's communicating right, he's doing better. I mean, all of those different things.
Yeah. What's so funny?
No. Just one of the calls.
All right. That's then one of the rooks. I heard you mention this. This was Kyle Shanahan asked about Jimmy G.
Nothing's changed since his surgery. You know, we were where we were at before that, and then he got the surgery, so everything went on hold. I expect him at some time, most likely, to be traded, but who knows? That's not a guarantee.
It's interesting to hear a coach say that about a player on his roster. And we're expecting him to be traded soon, but who knows?
Right.
So, thought that was interesting. And that be that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Just having man conversations, that's all. How we cook our meat. What we do in the breaks here. You know, some people ask me, what do you guys talk about off the air? Like how we cook meat.
I like the way you did your ribeye last night. It's a really, really smart way of doing it. You said it came out great.
Oh, it came out perfect. I mean, it's just...
So quickly, how did you do it?
All right, so this is a tomahawk ribeye.
How thick?
I mean, these things are... They're like...
Was it an inch and a half?
At least an inch and a half. So you take it out about 45 minutes before you want to cook it to make sure it gets up to room temperature. Olive oil, salt, and pepper liberally on these things.
Both sides.
Then you get I have a cast iron Le Creuset pan.
It's perfect for this. I like it, yes.
And you heat it up. You make sure it's really nice and hot. Get a little water. Spritz it in there. Get it. Make sure you know that it's nice and hot in the pan.
And it's thick enough to where the big bone is above the edge of the frying pan.
It is a little. It's a little tough, but this Le Creuset pan has like a little divot in it, so the bone kind of lays in there. So 90% of the steak is flat on the thing, and then a little bit's up. But then I sear each side.
3 minutes each side.
3 minutes each side. Make sure you always have that timer on. You're not messing around. You got to have the oven ready, preheated, 425. So after you're done with the sear, take the whole cast iron pan, throw it into the oven.
For about 15 minutes?
Total. But I do 7 minutes in, then I take it out because it forms, if that one side is in there with the oil and the salt and pepper on there, then there's a crust that's just on one side. I don't like that. So I want to make cooked evenly. So I take it out at 7 minutes. I flip it, you know, to grab the tomahawk bone, flip it, put it in for another 7 minutes, take it out. I put the meat thermometer in there. It was perfect. What you're looking for is 130. Bang, right in the middle, 130.
Which is considered medium rare?
Yes. Now, here's the thing, though.
Got to rest it.
You got to rest it.
Got to let it sit for a minute.
For at least 5 minutes. Yeah. So then I take almost a half a stick of butter, and you throw it on top of the steak, which is delicious, by the way. And you throw a piece of tin foil over the steak and the butter. The butter melts in there, and you let it rest for 5 minutes, and then the temperature will come up about 5 degrees from there. So what you're looking for at the very end is 135. And then we had guests, so we sliced it nice and thin, put it on another plate. Away you go. Serve yourself. Have a great night.
I'll tell you, it's unbelievable. Now, I like cooking on the grill myself.
Me too. But it takes longer.
It takes a little bit longer, and you got to be careful because sometimes the grease fires. Yeah, so You can put some tinfoil over the grill initially to protect from that, and then when you want to sear it at the end of it, you can take that off and you can, you know, burn the flame a little bit.
Yeah, so, I cooked one on the grill.
I like the way you did it, though.
Yeah, and it's so much easier, too. And I did one on the grill that tasted great. But then the other times on the grill with the grease fire, and then all of a sudden the thing's charred and it's like a mess.
Does that Le Creuset frying pan, does it have a cover that you can put on top of it to keep it from spritzing all over the place?
I mean, it does, but I keep but the thing is, with the bone sticking out and everything, I
wonder
I wouldn't
if they make
do
it
that.
Like with a bone and you have a top over the top of it, so the bone does stick out, but it also covers it the
really,
entire steak. That
it,
would be awesome.
It doesn't. It really didn't spritz a lot. I'm telling you, okay. It did not spritz a lot.
Did you use the bone to flip it, or was it too hot?
No, I used the bone to flip it. You can't though grab the bone after grab the bone. You can't flip it with the bone after it's been in the oven for 7 minutes. Then you're asking for it. Then you got to get a pot holder to be able to do that.
Right.
But yeah, no, I would that stuff. And then like you slice the very end of it and make sure you're cutting against the grain too, because that changes everything when you slice the steak. But you take that very end there with the fat on it.
Oh yeah.
Pop that in your mouth with the butter. It just melts in your mouth.
Delicious.
Yep. Absolutely delicious. Spike changed to the block right now when we're talking about this. He said no more. All right.
Oh, bad vegan.
Let's go to Jerry and Seagirt. What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great,
good,
man. What's
happening, Jerry?
Good. I was watching you guys this morning, and I heard you guys struggling with concerns about your bartending.
Yes.
And, I bartend on the Jersey Shore, so just a couple of simple tips for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're making a simple, which you're going to get a lot of, vodka, club, splash, or cranberry,
yeah.
Just you go with a six count. Boom, just like you're playing, football, touch football on the street.
Yep.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Just go one, two, three, four, five, six.
Okay.
And then you add your club soda and a splash of cranberry.
Okay, perfect.
Now, I also heard you guys concerned about martinis. Martinis are actually very simple. Now, it all depends on the size of the martini glass, but for the most part, you're going to fill it up, say for the vodka martini, you're going to fill it up to about 3/4 in a shaker glass, which is packed with ice. Give it a good solid shake and strain it out. You could put a splash of vermouth in it, but most people like it dry these days.
Okay.
And the other thing is you guys are going to get a lot of tequila and probably a lot of bourbon if it's that age class you're talking, 25 to 32. Because tequilas have become very popular. And, for the most part, it's tequila on the rocks. So you guys should be really...
Oh, yeah, we got the Casamigos flowing tonight, baby.
Yeah,
don't worry about
sponsored
that.
Sponsored by Casamigos.
Yeah, we're sponsored by Casamigos. We got it all there. You know, our boy Lee Einsiedler is taking great care of us. So it's going to be a great party at the Ugly Duckling tonight, man.
That is correct. Let's go to Roy, who's down in Tampa. What's going on, Roy?
Hey, Boomer, you're killing me, Smalls.
What's up, Biggs? What's going on?
Well, I'm an Uber driver, and you're telling people the surge price is because of the gas, and it's going to the drivers, and it's not. We get 55 cents for the fuel charge on each trip. That's it. The surge charge is going straight to Uber, not us. They've cut our pay.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Should a guy who drives a battery-powered, like Tesla... Should they get the fuel surcharge?
Okay, the Tesla is actually a deal through Uber. It's one of the actual one good thing they're doing, and they're leasing those to the drivers. I'm on a wait list for one right now, and the price they give us is actually about equal to what we're spending on gas. They don't get the fuel surcharge. They get an extra dollar a trip, so they get more. They get a dollar a trip. For each trip, because they're using an electric vehicle, and Uber's trying to be a green company now.
Oh, okay. You know what Uber is? Uber's a logistic company. They're a tech company is what they are.
Yep. See? Trying to get everybody to buy electric cars.
Jim and Carney. Jim, what's happening, brother?
Good morning. Boomer is here.
Hey, Jim.
This is my normal voice. I have a little throat cancer. I'm not giving you a phony voice. I was listening to your commercial the other day, Boomer, about the Mustang Mach 3. So I was going to buy a Hyundai instead. So let me try a Mach 3. I went out. I bought it on the spot. I love it. I've had it 2 days. I never was in an electric car before.
Yep.
It's tremendous. I love it. And thanks to you, I got it.
Well, there you go, Jimmy.
Hey,
thank you.
In there, Jim, man.
Hopefully feel better, man.
Yeah, hopefully you feel
so
better.
So he bought
and you
the Mustang Mach-E.
Yeah.
I'm not against battery-operated cars. I just don't want them jammed down my throat by raising gas prices. That's all. I mean, I filled up my Raptor, and I love my Raptor, you know, and I can afford it. I'm not complaining that I can afford it, but I can just imagine, you know, a struggling family of four trying to buy gas for their gas-powered car. Meanwhile, the policies that are in place are jamming the everything else down our throats.
Down
that,
the throats.
That's the thing.
Down the throats.
Yep.
Isaiah in Manhattan. Hello, Isaiah.
Hey, what's good, guys? What's
hey, up? Isaiah, you know, what's happening?
You guys just start your own cookbook or something like that. Maybe you do an audiobook also and add your little ad-libs in there. It'd probably be great.
Yeah, you know what? It's a great idea. You know, maybe I'll get my agent on that.
I actually wanted to throw in one thing about that Langley situation.
Sure.
If you watch the beginning of the video, they're arguing, and the airport worker slaps Langley, and that's how the incident starts. He completely...
But why were they arguing? What were they arguing over?
They were arguing over the situation, like you said, with the wheelchair and the bags, how he couldn't have it in there, and Langley was getting loud with him. So the worker decided to just slap Langley, and Langley...
And then that Langley housed him.
Yeah, right, which, yeah, at that point...
He looks in the camera, and he goes, are you serious? And then he starts beating him up.
Well, the one thing is, the airport worker lost his job over it.
Mm-hmm. As he should, I think.
Yeah, well, United Airlines says violence of any sort, of any kind, we are not going to tolerate, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course, I mean, because this guy was
like, let's go, let's go.
You know, he put his fists up and everything, he's ready to fight. You know?
I mean, you know, he is also a guy that just going to work, trying to just do a job, and not expecting to confront a guy putting his baggage on a wheelchair.
Both these guys lost it. There's nobody he's coming out of this thing looking great. Nobody.
Yeah, there's a lot of people losing it.
No, I know. I know.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.